August 18, 1899, Truth places the soul in order. This morning, as most loving Jesus came, I said to him, "My beloved Jesus, I believe that everything I write is all nonsense. And Jesus, my word is not only truth, but also light, and when a light enters a dark room, what does it do? It dispels the darkness, and makes one distinguish the objects that are in it, whether they are ugly or beautiful, whether there is order or disorder. And from the way that room is found, one judges the person that occupies it. Now, the human life is the dark room, and when the light of truth enters the soul, it dispels the darkness, that is, it makes her distinguish what is true from what is false, the temporal from the eternal, in such a way that she casts vices away from herself and places the order of virtues within her. In fact, since my light is holy, it is my very divinity, it cannot communicate anything but sanctity and order, and so the soul feels light of patience, of humility, of charity and the like come out of herself. If my word produces these signs in you, why fear? After this, Jesus let me hear how he was praying the Father for me, saying, Holy Father, I pray to you for this soul, let it be that she fulfill our most holy will perfectly in everything. Let it be, O adorable Father, that her actions be so conformed to mine, that one might not be distinguished from the other, so that I may accomplish what I have designed upon her. But who can say the strength I felt being infused in me by this prayer of Jesus? I felt my soul being clothed with such strength, that in order to fulfill the most holy will of God I would not have cared suffering 1,000 martyrdoms, if this were what he pleased. May the Lord be always thanked, who uses so much mercy with this poor sinner.